Hello, DTO world. We have Coach Shake and Blake of the mighty Fremont Tarzans. Not very mighty this year, but it's okay. And I got Coach of the Inglewood Inglemakers, Coach Mick Bicker. How are we doing tonight, Coach?
I am doing great. Glad to be back on the podcast.
Oh yes, definitely. Always a good time to be on here. We are covering the Lewis group for the PNTTT. Add an extra T there. We will start with the number one seed. We have the Yakima Striders, coached by Mick Proget. They were a two seed last year in NTT, finished 16th. They graduated the 15-5 class that contained their starting small forward and power forward, William Lewis, who is the namesake of the group, and Axel Green. And they bring in the 175, 177. Not what
Oh.
Coach McProje was hoping for, I imagine.
Nope.
What are you going to say?
Yeah. And J Coach McProje was over at my place, had a little signing day grill out here. And so yeah, he's not super happy with his class, obviously. Losing out on the 15-5 with while William Lewis is the namesake of the group, like he has Axel Green, who was a 6'10 power forward, getting 3 blocks and 12 points, right? Like that's an impact player who I believe was there for both of their championship squads, if I remember correct. Yeah. He's a two-time champion, right? So those seniors won two championships. Losing that class is difficult. And so yeah, it's a rough. He's not wanting to get into that, but you got to do what you got to do, and maybe just rinse and repeat. Try and get some look to this next recruiting class, and try and not get too bad of a loss, a losing season on your record.
Yeah, quite a bit of lost. Their team coming in, their freshman coming in, nothing too special. Just right off the bat, it's hard to know what this team will really do. I have a feeling Jose Dixon will probably slide down from shooting guard. He'll probably move in the small forward position. I wouldn't be surprised to see if Ethan Colet maybe of the freshman starts. Not terrible shooting efficiency. Reasonable shooter, but Derek Curry also they have off the bench. Really high true shot in high school. Really efficient guy. Good passing. Might pop in at the shooting guard position, but that power forward position is going to be, I think, a little bit of an eyesore.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, with their now sophomores, last year's freshmen, you probably see them come in and maybe see Higby, Colin Higby, play that starting power small forward, so that Jesus Dixon can maybe even drop down to the power forward position.
Definitely.
Yeah, because you
Potentially.
need that height and you don't have much of a bench. Because that would leave him with like 6'8", 6'7", 6'7" for center to small forward on the bench, which is fine. And that would leave him, 6'11", 6'8", and 6'6" on your starters. And I know Deontay Martinez is, a big man who can fill in for at least three other big men, because that's how dominant
You might
Martinez
just have
is
six
down
blocks
low.
this season.
It is ridiculous. Yeah, honestly, he's gonna have watch this kid come down with a 7 block season. That's really just gonna be you're gonna have some fun stat padding Martinez this season, but otherwise not expecting much from this. Probably like a upset team, right? Where they might get an upset or two this season, but beyond that, I don't see where their scoring comes from. I don't see, it's going to be hard. Defensive team, but not much.
So, tough for the two-time champ, but hopefully
He'll be back.
next year. And I mean, you got another year of Martinez regardless.
Right.
Get another round of run. So, Moving on to the two seed in here, and currently preseason spot number one, playing the
One.
Butt Sniffers. They were an NTT team last year. They were at 48-46, graduating the 177-131 class, which did have a starting power, their starting point guard, quite the passer, and Nathaniel Garcia. And they are bringing in the 923, so you can see where the jump came from. So what are you sort of seeing here?
Yeah, I mean, it's small team is really what I see originally. And I'm surprised to see, 6'6" power forward, and that's probably why they only finished 46th in the NTT last season. I think if I were to look at if you could pull up their schedule, I think they got knocked out first round, right? 18. If you're in the 46th, no.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah, you would have been knocked out
32,
first round.
32 is the max.
Right. So, I mean, they're good. They're good. Nobody really stands out to me as that star player on this team. If you look at some her 30s, maybe it looks a little bit better. You like now sophomore Brady Yarbrough, maybe pops in at the point guard position, maybe as a shooting point guard. He did have 21 points on 61% true shot lap in high school. Honestly, that's probably what I would have done. I'm a big fan of a shooting point guard and having your passers be elsewhere if you can. And honestly, he doesn't have much passing anywhere else. So
Yeah,
maybe that's
he
probably
doesn't.
the hard part.
If he wanted to keep that point, there, that passing point guard, Juan Williams, potentially is that situation. From shooting guard, 5.5 assists and 1.6 steals, not a bad player. I think I was on him as like a trailing tie or something like that. Just so
Yeah, he looks good.
if you wanted to keep that, that point guard position, still passer, passing friendly, but.
Yeah, because otherwise you look at Tony Owens as a potential tall 6'6" point guard. He's got the hands as well. And some shooting,
Oh,
not
yeah, definitely.
super efficient, but actually, yeah, not very efficient at all. But that would give you some height, and I believe that's the tallest you can have before you get nerfed.
Stunning.
So, yeah, so we like that. I think that this is maybe a little overhyped. If I were to extrapolate from even my class being ranked so high and how the talent that I know is not really there on my whatever 24-9 class. I'm like, okay, maybe this incoming class isn't really that great. If my class is ranked that high, I'm like, ooh, I don't know. So Plainview with the 923 obviously points not toward a star, but a well-rounded class. Normally I see that with a class full of really good hand people, so high hands in three different ways. I don't see that here. Just really Tony showing those hands. Everybody else, I don't know. I don't know. It's surprising to me to see those stat lines for that high ranked of a class. But I mean, I'm thinking the same thing when I look at my class. So no
Yeah,
surprise.
I know I think Tony Owens was in that Bobby's and McMyers. I think he was up there. Obviously, not exactly the high school stats are exactly like for a pretty tall small forward, but who knows what's actually there. Yeah, it would be
He
interesting.
was not, he was 53. Tony Owens was 53 in Bobby's.
Yeah, so I mean, reasonably up there, but that doesn't mean everything either.
Yeah, scouted a good plus, good minus, excellent, none plus intelligence, excellent plus athleticism. So maybe not the point guard that you need.
Yeah, none
Maybe
is
not. Maybe not. So
not.
overall, my thought on Plainview, not a bad team, good team. Nothing that I'm super, super pumped about, but maybe with this next class, it's just the key to unlock some other players that have not performed to the level that they should be performing. I remember Dylan Lammy being somebody that I looked at. Yeah,
That's what I was
just
about to say.
I don't know. There's I'm looking at even all three of these.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I mean,
Hayden Henderson looks like a freak back in high school. So maybe he
for
plays
sure.
shooting guard because he's a shooter. So getting him away from some taller people, let him use his height against some probably shorter competition might help.
Yeah, I mean, I could potentially. I don't know what that Matthew Spingett is. I mean, okay efficiency, not the best rebounder in the world, but getting Lammy potentially out of the center position, it may be beneficial. And it free him up a little bit. He has been an okay shooter. At least he's had at least volume. Not terrible efficiency with it. But getting him out of that center position might really help him out. To free up some extra points. And then, yeah, that's what you're going to sort of rely on. It's going to be what it'll be. But we'll see what comes out. Michael Neal with 10.6 rebounds at 6'8 is kind of fun. But
Funky
again,
man.
not exactly what you want. No scoring here. All right, moving on to the third seed in this. We have the Lansing Blue Collars, coached by Aswalen in Conference 15, who is a gauntlet last year. Just a gauntlet. They were an NTT team last year, 11 seed, finished 61. They graduate the 63-120 class, containing no starters, but two backups and an A. And they are bringing in the 60-34 class.
So obviously you're not losing anybody. Even the backups. I mean, maybe Zachary Franklin had a little bit of song, 13 points and 58% true shot and 8 assists actually from point guard. So but he's gone. And John Clark is gone. You're not sad about it. And then he had an NA that's wrong, right? So looking at the incoming class, nobody that I'm like super pumped about. Oliver Vaughn looks like a nice glue guy. Interested to see what his actual attributes are. His stats aren't super crazy by any means, but cool potential glue guy there. I know he's we ran one scrim and I know he was trying him out, seeing how he played. He got into yeah so I know he's testing that, seeing if that glue can fit in a right spot. But he's bringing back a whole starting lineup that went against the top, conference in this in the league, and got to the NTT, right? So like, really solid team overall. I love he's playing a 6'8" point guard. Freaking love that. Love that.
Hey, passing pretty well, but
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. So maybe Oscar Puckett is the answer to that, or even Ethan Watkins. He
it's
has a couple of options, maybe a little bit better. They both have really good hands and some solid defense. Not shooters, but he wasn't expecting Tyler Lee to shoot at all. So he might just have a more efficient point guard, and will definitely be a good play or a good team again. Again, not something that I mean, them being preseason six and playing view one, I'm just like, I'm confused by it. But I feel like class rankings here in League 31 have been really confusing for me lately. There's nobody in these classes that I'm like super pumped for.
I agree.
So maybe it's just like they've got the role players and that's what matters, right? So like I mean, even my class, rankings last season were awful, but you have the right role players and that's all that matters. So Lansing's got obviously it's got something going, and when you have a coach that has that much of a pedigree, you can't ever count him out.
No, definitely. Yeah, this will be an interesting one. Yeah. I also would say probably Tyler Lee switches out for one of the new guys, but Beyond that, yeah, like you said, Oliver Vaughn maybe slides in, kind of that power forward position because Andrew Dale wasn't doing a ton other than passing, which is helpful and rebounding, but something Vaughn can also do. So parse out the attributes there. Who the heck knows? 2 inches is 2 inches, but yeah, Lansing will get the most out of these guys regardless of the situation. But yes, I would agree. Some of the class rankings have been a bit odd over the last few seasons. So it is what it is. All right, moving into the four. In this, we have the Aurora, Aurora Alliance. They were the RT team last year. They were one seed and finished 21st, so made a little run. They graduate the 2-2-12, 2-12. 203, which did have a starter. Their second leading scorer, Adrian Tarr, starting in it. So great there. And they're bringing in the 190, 192 to 216. Not what Aurora was probably hoping for, but you know, do what you got.
Yeah, it's I love the Tar going out there and just throwing down buckets. Trey Bradbury is a really good player. That's some solid scoring on 57% true shot. And in high school he was a beast, 25 points on 60% true shot. So that is a really good player. He's got that now sophomore class that can maybe slide in. I don't know if Eric Craig or Romano. Romano's not really there. Yeah, neither of those guys. But so really it is Trey Bradbury leading that. He doesn't bring anybody who replaces Tar. So he just lost, what is that,
18 points per game.
30% of his scoring. So we're gonna have to figure out where that's coming from. And it's not coming from his bigs. So really cool star player. And maybe do some stat padding this year. But rough poll Coach M. Cook to have to go up against Lansing, Plainview, and Yakima in the Peanut. That's a rut, rough poll. Very rough pull, but I'm excited to see what Bradbury can do.
I would agree. Yeah, might just hey, throw him at shooting guard or at worst an extra tall point guard and just let him shoot.
Let him shoot.
9-9, just let him go. But yeah, not much here. Just not much here. Sorry, M. Cook.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Trey looks sick. I'll give you that.
Trey
Trey
does.
looks like
He's
a
always
baller.
fun. Yeah, it's somebody to build around for sure. I mean, be a sophomore. Hopefully, he doesn't have a sophomore slump, but that'd be really unfortunate. But yeah, at least he has somebody, which is half the battle in this league. It's getting somebody that's worth something. So, yeah. So, yes, thoughts on this? This group in general.
Yeah, overall, I think I'm gonna go with Lansing coming out on top for this group. I think they'll knock off number one Plainview. Obviously their crew is tested, and that crew if he really wanted to is back, and he could run that back if he really wanted to. I think he's got some other players that can play better than Tyler Lee at the point guard position. I did run one scrim and I got destroyed. So I'm a little biased on that position, but I think Coach S. Whalen takes the win with that, with Plainview coming in right behind him. Partially why I'm picking that is Plainview's main scorer right now, or at least of last year, was their center. And they're gonna have to go up against Dante Martinez at Yakima. And so while, like I said, I don't think Yakima is nearly the pedigree or the level they were losing William Lewis and Axel Green, but they still have Martinez down there. And if they're going to upset a team, it's going to be upsetting a team that is scoring down low. And so that's currently, or at least was last year, what plan you did.
Yeah, I did not think the matchup there, but yeah, I think that's a really good point. Even if he would have moved Lamy to power forward, I mean, still Martinez is just manning the paint. No matter where he's standing, he is in your face. I would tend to agree. This group's kind of a mashup of guys that probably have to lean the pedigree too of Lansing. We're battle tested and ran through the gutter last year with a at 1.123 power rankings in their conference, and held it together. Yeah, I would agree. So that's what we got. Thanks for listening.